The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Over here on Planet Nancy, I've been reading A Chorus of Stones, The Private Life of War by Susan Griffin. In Chapter 2, Denial, she writes, "How many small decisions accumulate to form a habit? What a multitude of decisions, made by others in other times, must shape our lives now. A grandmother's name is erased. A mother decides to pretend that her child does not drink too much. A nation refuses to permit immigrants to pass its borders, knowing and yet pretending not to know that this will mean certain death. The decision is made to bomb a civilian population." In the aftermath of a wedding, I stay over at the home of one of the young bridesmaids who went off to a party once her two-year-old had gone to sleep. In a hubbub of kitchen, I am helping consolidate and wrap food remainders when a thin wail coils into the room like smoke. Grandma attends, returns with the clinging girl child, settles with her into a kitchen chair, repeating in a tone reminiscent of clowns and lollipops, "Mommy's at the store." Behind those scared koala eyes, the little one is brave, looking from the safety of Grandma's lap at the black window panes, drunken uncles slapping down cards, 16-2 and a pair is 4, a cigarette stubbed into a plate beside a used napkin and an unfinished sandwich, torn open bags of broken chips, and Grandma's relentless sing-song, "Mommy's at the store." The child is silent when she's relinquished to the high chair. The cribbage goes on. Soon there's juice, peanut butter and crackers. "Mommy's at the store." No matter how many times I visit Haiti, no matter what I say when I'm there or when I get home, no matter how many new ways I've been stunned because my exposure to these people in this place has moved me, in the farewell moments, the many embraces, I don't say, "Gotta go, gotta get back on my own side of history." Last week, I listened to a lecture from TUCradio.org. A man named Ian Bowl looks at events of the Industrial Revolution in England through the lens of an idea he calls enclosure. At that time, developments in property law were bringing land into ownership, land previously used in common by the rural peasantry. This enclosure of land cut people off from access to their livelihood. The growing cities offered a livelihood in factories, especially textile mills, which Bowl calls the, quote, "incarceration of production." This, he says, is a different type of enclosure. You go inside, you consent to its abuses. He dwells briefly on the horrors of child labor, its near guarantee of maiming and early death, and then catapults the notion of enclosure from the Industrial Revolution to the present day. He challenges people proud to live where law has abolished slaveries like child labor to recognize the presence of another enclosure. The slaveries aren't eliminated, only displaced. Just recognize this. That's all. Here's one more sentence from Susan Griffin, A Chorus of Stones, from the chapter called Denial. "Deep in the mind, we know everything and wish to have everything told, to have our images and our words reflect the truth." That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.